Come, England, make a joyful day, our gracious King and Queen have took the chimney tax away, has so vexatious been. Collectors, now must all go down, who were such frightful evils, that one would scare a country town, as many as 20 devils. The good old dames, whenever they the chimney man espied, unto their nooks they'd haste away, their pots and pipkins hide. But now those bugbears are plucked down, you hate it thus to see. You now may use whate'er's your own, from straining you are free. There is not one old dame in ten, and search the nation through, but when you talk of chimney men, shall spare a curse or two. Let us unto our gracious King our grateful thanks repay, for doing such a generous thing as take this tax away. Now happy times are coming on, let's pray that they may last. For now the chimney tax is gone, our chiefest care is past. We'll in our country cottage sing, and push the jug about. We'll drink and health unto our King, till all our liquor's out. No nation e'er could be more blessed, or greater ease and joy. We of those rights are repossessed, which Popery did destroy. From cares and fears we are set free, our King such bounty gives. Each man enjoys his liberty, and like a prince he lives. The chimney money which oppressed the people that are poor, such grievances are now redressed and will be felt no more. How blessed and happy is our land in such a gracious King, whose noble heart and giving hand doth all these blessings bring. The country wives now need not, dear, to bring their pewter forth, or let their shining shelves declare their cleanliness and worth. For chimney man no more will come, or take your goods away. You safely may enjoy your home, there's no such tax to pay. Our loving, gracious King and Queen may heaven ever bless. God give them both a prosperous reign and crown their happiness. May they those enemies destroy that 'gainst them do conspire. And may they here on earth enjoy all blessings they desire.